This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm so glad you're here. We have this expression in our ministry that God brought us out to take us in. He lifted us up to raise us. He brought it. The idea is how dramatic the transition is from light to dark, from death to life. So just think that way. Think about that, that expression of deliverance, that way of thinking. Fix your mind right there as we're talking today about seed change. Don't know if you're familiar with that expression. It actually has an agricultural connotation. But let me just say that in terms of the mindset that we have at any given time, we can actually prevail in the situations of life that are difficult, or we actually can succumb to them, having to do with the mindset, the way we focus, what we meditate on, the way that we think. I'm sure you're familiar with all of that, but just to say, it's so important when the power of God is available and is present to heal and deliver you, to bring you out, His intention is to take you in, out of where you are, in not only to what you have prayed, what you prefer, but actually better, greater, more. He's that way. He is unlimited, always creating. His name is Elohim, means creative, always creating. You can't imagine all that He has for you, me, as we allow Him to do this. If we cooperate with Him in terms of the way that we think, as we say, what is going on between the ears. So the mindset is so important. We can't solve a problem with the same mindset that created the problem. A change is required. And as we're in a revival time in our history as Christians, this outpouring of God's Spirit as we approach the return of the Lord, this resurrection season, this Passover kind of thinking, crossing over out of the old and into the new, the air is charged this way. It is critical. Consider what you believe, what you think, and possibly purge your beliefs. Definitely refine them, the things that you believe, because your difficult situations, and you know everyone has them, now is a pronounced time of struggle and difficulty for people around the world. No one is exempt, is my experience. Some situations are of long duration, some more painful than others, whether emotionally or physically, but they actually can, those situations take over a part of your brain. They take up space in your thinking, in the mind, and they actually become a force. They become a mentality, a way of thinking, or I should say, they can become that way. So you don't want the difficult situation that you're believing God to deliver you out of to become your baseline for the way that you process just about everything else. So Here's our point today. We're talking about seed change. And as commonplace and natural and as acceptable as difficult situations are, listen, we've said before, Daniel had an excellent spirit. That means he had wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And here's the truth. An excellent spirit will always reach for a seed change. Always. So a dramatic change or departure from what would be the status quo as a means of solving a problem. It's where we get our expression paradigm shift. So another term, seed change, paradigm shift, basically the same. So the origin of this phrase, seed change, again, is agricultural. Farmers really learned to refresh their farmland by rotating their crops. So, for example, one crop would drain certain nutrients from the soil. So, in order to replace those nutrients that were now deprived, the farmer would elect to plant a different crop that could affect the nutrients in a positive way, possibly even replenishing those nutrients. The ones that were missing now would be replenished or at least adjusted in a way that was favorable. So it would be a major step in a seasonal way. From one season to another, the farmer would adjust the crop chosen. He would determine in that way a seed change. Another example, again, from the farmer's wisdom is, and this was really in the early days before modern advances, the farmer saved the seed, selecting the best seed at the end of each harvest to replant the following year for the next year's crop. So if the harvest that year was not especially good, and he could find seed that would do better in the coming season, in the next planting season, if those seeds could be found one way or the other, either by searching another field, another crop he was harvesting, or from a neighbor farmer in some way to switch out the seed, hence a seed change could be implemented. So we're talking seed change. So the farmer rotated the crop to affect the nutrients in the soil, or rotated the seed to better produce something more desirable in his harvest. Think of that way when it comes to the mindset that we should have, like the farmer's strategy. You can't say solve your problem with the same seed, the same mindset that created the problem. A seed change is necessary. And you just, bottom line, you've got to do something different. Don't continue to do what you're doing. It's not working. Change something. Change one thing. I would say more than one, but you got to change. You got to do something different. Besides the mindset in your head, so there is a mindset, but also like in your thought life, in your moment by moment thinking. And I want to be sensitive here because many are experiencing really unspeakable heartache. And I am not alluding to anything that would imply your problems are in your head. I'm not saying that at all. That would be so disheartening to be already in a contest, in a battle, have someone imply that you're imagining these things. That is not what I'm saying. But I do want to say, and you know, athletes tell us this principle is so very true in training to compete. If you're in your head, you're dead. If you're in your head, you're dead. If you allow the thoughts of your mind to captivate you and take over and override the training and the wisdom that you have, it will have the effect of, it will completely diminish and it will take away from what you're trying to accomplish. Hence the expression, if you're in your head, you're dead. Your efforts will not be productive. You will not be able to move forward the way you need to. It's happening between your ears, in the mind, in the head. Literally, once you believe that something is so, it is so. It is. That's how belief works. And you know, it can work both ways. There are two extremes. Some people believe a lie their whole life. They live a lie, believing that lie, unable to see their way clear of that lie because it's what they believe. That way, their whole life. The other extreme is to believe God's truth in any and every matter to the very best of your ability, which is, by the way, the basis why some people question people of faith. The question or the mocking would be, how in the world can you believe those ridiculous Bible stories? How in the world can you be so silly to think that God is a miracle worker or that He answers prayer? Well, that might be an extreme to them, but the other extreme is to receive and believe as fact a lie, which is the opposite of God's truth. So everyone gets to choose. Which extreme do you prefer? You're going to need faith one way or the other to believe for, to continue in a lie, something that isn't true, or to believe God for the miraculous, really against all odds. That is the power of faith. So choose one extreme or the other. It works both ways, but in this revival season, the encouragement that we have by the Spirit of God that is quickening us is this is a resurrection time. This is your resurrection time. God is present to heal and to deliver. He wants to bring you out so that He can bring you in. And your part is to allow what God wants to do to happen. You need to choose a seed change. You need to consider what you're believing. You need to purge those beliefs and those thoughts accordingly. You need to definitely refine them to agree with the mind and the heart and the will of God and to align with this resurrection, this deliverance, this crossing over season. Oh, God bless you today. It is a wonderful time to be alive.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.